Well, today I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles about the persecution of the early church. And it's chapter 8 of the Acts of the Apostles. And this is right after the martyrdom of St. Stephen. That after Stephen, the first deacon, the first martyr of the faith, was killed, a persecution, it says, a severe persecution broke out against the entire church, beginning in Jerusalem. And because of this, it says, the Christians were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. And notice how God brings good out of evil. It is evil to persecute another person. It's evil to persecute a Christian. It's something inspired by Satan himself to persecute good and holy people because they were followers of Christ. But notice how good comes out of it, that the church was spread because of the persecution. And we see in some of the writings going way back to, for example, St. Leo the Great writes that the religion founded by the mystery of the cross of Christ cannot be destroyed by any form of cruelty. So persecution does not destroy the church. St. Leo writes, the church is not diminished by persecutions. On the contrary, they make for its increase. The field of the Lord is clothed in a richer harvest. When the grain falls and dies, it is reborn and multiplied. So when people try to crush the church gets stronger, it gets purified, and continues to grow all the more during times of persecution. So persecution makes Christians spiritually stronger and does purify the church, and produces many saints. And we've seen this over the last 2,000 years. The church has four marks: one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But the great Father John Hardin says that it really has a fifth mark, and that is persecution. That those are the five marks of the true church of Jesus Christ. It's one, holy, Catholic, apostolic, and persecuted. The Lord himself predicted that. Jesus said, as they treated me, so will they treat you. As they did to the master, so will they do to the disciple. So you know that the church is doing its job if it's preaching the truth and being persecuted for preaching the truth. So we see in the Acts of the Apostles, this persecution broke out in the church. And because of that, the church began to spread and to grow. We even have Philip, not Philip the Apostle, but Philip the Deacon, goes to Samaria. And Samaria was that region that was hated by the Jewish people. The Samaritans were considered mixed breeds, and they were considered hated by the Jewish people. And yet, Philip goes to them and proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ. And it says the crowds listened and paid attention to what Philip said and did, that he worked many miracles and many signs. He did exorcisms. He cast out unclean spirits. Many of the possessed people were freed. The paralyzed were cured. The crippled were raised. And many miracles of healing came about. It says there was great joy in that city. So the good news spread from Jerusalem. Now it's going up to Samaria. And of course, St. Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles. He's also the one that gave us in his own gospel the parable of the Good Samaritan that Jesus taught us. And also, out of all of the 10 that were cured, the only one that came back to thank Jesus was a Samaritan. So St. Luke must have had great joy when he wrote these words, that Samaria was now accepting the true faith of Jesus Christ. So out of persecution, when the Christians scattered, they took the faith with them, and the church continued to grow, not despite the persecution, but because of the persecution. So we pray today especially for all the men and women throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, who are so fiercely being persecuted through torture and imprisonment, as well as cruel deaths. So let us pray for them. They rely upon our prayers. We need to strengthen them by our prayers and by making this aware to other people of what's happening throughout the world today in the persecution of Christians. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted, that they will hold on to their faith and that they will keep their faith and gloriously become saints in our faith. So let's pray, obviously, for all those who suffer for their Catholic faith.